Chapter 28. Dad! Megan shouted. June's grip on her shoulder tightened as she leaned all her weight on Megan. Her father came rushing in from the kitchen.
What's wrong?
I think the baby's coming, June said.
He took two steps forward, then one step back.
Are you having contractions?
When did they start? How far apart? June took a few deep breaths and relaxed, releasing Megan.
My back's been cramping since last night. I thought it was the long car ride.
When's your due date?
Not for another 3 weeks.
She suddenly looked panicked.
That's too soon, isn't it? Where's Seth? I need him.
Megan squeezed her arm. It will be okay, June. Just breathe. Think about your beautiful baby. She hoped that was the right thing to say. Her dad gave her a nod, and June took a few deep breaths, seemed to calm a bit.
Do you want to sit? Lie down?
Feels worse sitting. She took a few steps, leaving Megan.
I'm fine now. Maybe it's a false alarm.
The puddle of fluid on the floor said otherwise. Megan glanced at her dad.
No need to panic, he said. First-time mother, labor can last for hours. Lucy was in labor 13 hours with Megan.
June's eyes widened at the thought. Way to go, Dad.
Let me get a mop, wipe this up, Megan said.
Sorry about the trouble, June said. I'll go get cleaned up.
She moved down to the bathroom as Megan joined her father in the kitchen.
What are we going to do? She asked.
3 weeks early. I think we need to get June to a hospital.
No, duh. Megan definitely voted for the baby being born in a hospital, not here. Anywhere but here. He frowned, staring past her out the window and the storm.
I can't leave you, but it's too dangerous to send you for help.
No way did Megan want to venture out into the storm, everyone depending on her to make it to a phone without getting lost.
I'm not leaving June. What do you know about delivering babies? He asked. At first, she thought he was joking, but he was serious.
We saw a movie in health class. It was pretty gross, and they talked about it in my emergency responder class.
Part of Megan's preparation for her black belt was taking an advanced first aid class in addition to performing community service and teaching the younger kids at the dojo. He nodded grimly.
That's more than me. Plus, you can shoot better than I can.
Shoot? Oh, yeah. The bad guys after June. Like you said, she might not even have the baby tonight.
Maybe we should both just stay here. But what if there are complications? We need to consider the odds of that versus the odds that your mother was wrong and someone might have followed her here. She said Walden was coming, but who knows how long he'll be.
Megan blinked. He was asking her to weigh in on the decision as if she was an adult. She thought hard, trying to put her fear aside and think about what was best for June and the baby.
You should go. You can move faster than I can. Get help up here. Besides, either Walden or Seth will probably get here soon.
Seth? Where was he? Was he even planning to come back, or was he going to try to stop the bad guys all by himself?
If so, then they wouldn't be coming here. That was one good thing. She grabbed the mop from the laundry room and cleaned up the mess on the living room floor. By the time she'd finished and returned to the kitchen, it was clear her father had made up his mind. He had a pot of water on the stove, scissors and strings waiting on the counter nearby.
Just in case.
So you're staying?
She bit her lip as she looked out to the storm.
I can't go through the woods, she confessed. I'll get lost. I'll have to take the road, and that's miles longer.
He gave her a quick hug.
Sweetheart, it's okay. If it comes to it, I can find my way down the path to the lake. There are phones there at the rec area.
You're leaving me?
She didn't want that either. She wanted him to stay here, where it was safe, with her. He looked stricken at the idea, wrapped his arms around her, pulling her tight,
No, Megan, I'm not. I'm just thinking through all the options. But there is no way I'd ever risk you. I know it sounds awful, but you're my baby. You come before anyone else's.
Megan clutched at him, wishing she never had to leave his embrace. Then why was it so easy for Mom to leave? She had the same choice to make as you do.
It's not the same, and you know it. To start with, she left you with me. She knew I'd take care of you, no matter what. And she had no idea Seth would take the car and your cell phone.
Didn't matter. Mom had still left. And now she and Dad were going to have to do this all alone. Deliver a baby. I know Mom has to do her job, Megan started before he could tell her to stop being a spoiled brat and grow up. Heck, that's what she kept telling herself. But all the words in the world couldn't change her feelings. But sometimes, I wish there was someone else who can fight the bad guys. She looked down at her feet, hating to chance spying her father's disappointment. Sometimes, I wish she'd choose us. Dad folded her into a hug that rocked her onto her toes.
Honey, she does choose us. You know that. Just like I know that you're very proud of the work she does, the lives she saves. But it's tough seeing her go, isn't it?
She nodded into his chest.
Can I tell you a secret? It is for me, too.
They stood still for a long moment, then he held her at arm's length.
You up for this? Helping June and her baby?
Excitement pushed her fear away. Yes, sir. He didn't look convinced, but gave her another quick hug, kissing the top of her head like she was a baby.
I love you, and I'm so very proud of you. You can handle this. I know you can.
They separated. Dad rubbed his face, deep in thought.
Do you know where Grams keeps her first aid kit?
He asked. In the bathroom under the sink.
When June's done in there, you grab it. Set up everything we'll need. Get the lantern and flashlights out, just in case.
As he spoke, he grabbed the heavy-duty flashlight from the junk drawer and tested it.
I'm going to get more wood for the fire.
He looked around the room, frowning.
Not sure what else we can do.
Women have been having babies for millions of years. It's going to be fine. She blinked, realizing she sounded just like her mom, confident and in control. If only she actually felt that way inside. They returned to the living room as June emerged from the bathroom. She'd obviously been crying, her face splotchy and eyes red. Are you leaving?
Just bringing in more wood. Are you doing okay? Do you need anything?
She held both hands under her belly as if protecting the baby from everything that was going wrong. Took a deep breath. Okay. It'll be okay. She looked to Megan. Right? Why was she looking to Megan for reassurance? And how could she sound so calm? But then she realized, what choice did she have? The baby was coming no matter what. Panicking wouldn't solve anything. She straightened and glanced at the photo of her Grams on the mantle. What would she do if she was in Megan's position? That was easy. How about a nice cup of tea?